receiver. And I think your program sounds very interesting.
It is very interesting.
I'm especially curious about the female species on your planet.
Oh, fine, sir. Well, let me tell you what the female species looks like.
Please
then.
Do.
And maybe you could then, in turn, sir, tell me what the female species in your world looks like.
Oh, if you only knew. Hubba, hubba.
Hubba, hubba.
Yeah.
Let me write that down. Is that one of the big newfangled words that you say on your planet?
Actually, that expression is a bit archaic.
Yes, it is. Hubba, hubba.
Hubba, hubba.
Fine. Our women here, the female species is a lot different than the male species in that there are certain, well, parts of the human anatomy on the female that, of course, are different from those of the male anatomy.
Oh, that's very interesting now. Can you tell me what parts,
well,
are different?
I beg your pardon. Well, there's some parts, some upper parts, lower parts. Some of these parts are a little different than the male species on this earth. Well, they just... Well, let me put it to you this way, sir. Are the females on in your planet different than the males there?
Well, they don't look very much different. They're different inside, you might say.
Oh, and they have a different attitude, a different personality.
They have a different attitude, and they have a different coloring also. They have a different flesh color. Myself, I'm green.
Oh, I see. In other words, the
most
men
females are usually blue or red.
Let me tip
red,
this down.
Depending on their mood.
I'm writing this down. Would you please give me a chance? You say that the men on your planet are green and the women are either blue or red depending on their mood.
That's correct, yes.
Great.
Yes.
We have different colors of people here, too.
Oh,
we have,
that's interesting. Yeah, does it depend on their mood?
No, well, no, not really. I mean, they usually stay these colors most of the time.
We have
yellow people.
Let me tell you about
the people and their different colors down here, pal.
Well?
I'm trying to establish some kind of intergalactic rapport with you.
I'll tell you, I would like to establish rapport, but not with you, with an Earthling female.
Well, I understand that, sir.
Okay, I'm trying to be patient here.
Thank you.
When are you going to hook me up with these girls?
Well, I'm sorry, but the love lines are over, sir. I mean,
The
love lines are over, sir. You came into our area here too late for you to boogie, as we say on the love
line. Oh, my. When do you go back on the air again with your love line?
I'm on the air now, sir. The yellow lines will not be on until later today.
I'll be light years away by then. That's
really
too bad.
Shame. Yeah, just buzzing right on through. Well, fine. I do have a different colors of women here, if you'd like. I've got red women. We've got yellow women.
Yellow,
we've got brown women. We've got white women.
Now, which ones do you prefer?
I like them all.
You like them all.
Yes,
well, I like them all, too.
I have to be honest with you, sir. I happen to presently, well, I've loved all kinds of women in my life, but I happen to be in love now with a yellow woman. That's Connie Chung. She's
Connie Chung.
Connie Chung.
I think I've received her on broadcast from Earth at times.
Yes, you have. She's a woman with, immensely striking features, and what a body with her hair.
She does seem like a very attractive person.
She is. She's got black hair, and her hair is jet black. It shimmers in the spotlight of those camera lights and all of that. I'm in love with her, so that means I really am in love with a yellow woman. I happen to be a white man at present.
Is she single?
I beg your pardon?
Is she single or married?
Who cares?
Oh, you're right about that.
Yeah, well, here on Earth, we have different mores. We call them mores.
Mores.
Yes. Probably different than your lifestyle. There where you live. By the way, sir, could we establish that now? Where is it that you live?
I reside on Eurypthus.
I beg your pardon?
Eurypthus.
Eurypthus. U-R-I-P-T-S?
Eurypthus with a U-S at the end.
U-S. Oh, fine.
Eurypthus. That's right.
You ripped us off, like you may say.
That's exactly right.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
one.
We didn't.
Well, it's fine, though, that you people do giggle. I just heard you giggling, sir. I like that giggle.
We are very happy people, believe me.
Oh, fine. You do not war, then.
No, we do not war. We make love, we travel, and we eat immense quantities of food, but also we never get fat. We're very small and thin.
Very small and thin, but
we have very few problems on Eurypthus, really.
Eurypthus, yes. Well, sir, let me ask you a couple of things. If you keep eating an enormous amount of food, but you stay thin, how do you do that, sir?
We go jogging. Oh, we go jogging at very, very high velocities.
Good jogging.
We can jog up to, 1,000 miles an hour.
You're kidding
me. We cover a lot of ground.
You're like the bionic man. We have a bionic man here.
Oh, really?
Yes, well, I won't get into that, though, sir.
No,
we have television.
Don't.
I beg your pardon?
I'm very disappointed about the female situation here now. I was hoping to be hooked up, as it were, with one of your earthling females, but
well, I'm sorry.
I see I'll just have to wait till my next trip.
Yes, when will you be back through this way again?
Oh, gee, by the year 4020, according to my calculations.
4020.
I hope you're still on the air then.
No, there's a question of my being on the air in the next 20 minutes, sir.
Oh,
okay,
well,
right.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I will check in with you next time I pass by.
Well, sir, I've got to be honest with you. I am 45 years of age now.
Yes.
And in the year 1979 from 4020.
Oh, that would make you an old guy. Dapper, wouldn't
it? I beg your pardon.
Boy.
Would make me an old dapper, wouldn't it?
Dapper.
310, just a moment, 7-11 is 4. Hold on just a moment. That, sir, is 2,041 years from now.
Well, that's very good for an earthling. Hey, you're fast.
Yes, I am, and I did that, sir, on my fingers. I used none of these pocket calculators. You know what a pocket calculator is? That's a small little calculator device that we here on Earth push. We push these little buttons, and little odd numbers come out in it, sir.
Mm.
Yes.
The people who push these, are they called pushers?
No, sir. That's something else you probably picked up on your scanner,
too. Yeah, we've heard that on the news from time to time also.
Yes, well, fine. Could you tell me, sir, how old are you? I am 45 years of age. Now, a year here is 365 days, and a day is the time it takes for the Earth to rotate one time.
I understand.
So, thank you very much, sir.
Earth rotate one time,
Well, let's see. I can write this out.
That would be about, that would make me just over 3 years old.
You are 3 years old by your time, then.
Yes. I might add, I'm rather precocious, of course.
Yes, I've been able to tell, sir. You're a precocious child at three.
Well, you should meet some other people from Eurytus. We are a very interesting society. As
yes.
I said, we strive for pleasure primarily.
Yes, I know you said
there
that.
Is no war existing on Eurytus. You know, we have fun. We like to live it up. We have a good time.
You
up
boogie,
there.
Do you? Do you boogie?
We boogie constantly.
Constantly boogie?
We've been boogieing in this ship all the way over to Earth, and we're going to boogie all the way home, too.
Well, then what are you calling me for, sir? It appears to me that you've got everything under control on your airship there.
Well, we just wanted to land on Earth and meet a couple of groovy chicks. I mean, we are wild and crazy Eurytans, of course, and we just want to have a little fun, you know, mess around with some Earthling chicks. Some of those girls on the radio sound really wild, let me tell you.
Like
boy,
to
oh
fool
boy.
Around. Yeah,
so
boy,
they
oh
were
boy.
Describing themselves, and they sound very interesting.
Boy.
I wonder if they would be attracted to me.
I don't know, sir. What color are you again, green?
Well, I'm green.
How tall are you?
And I'm kind of short. I'm just about 2 feet tall.
2 feet, yeah.
And I have a crew cut, of course. Everybody on Eurytus has a crew cut.
Crew
long
cut.
Hair is very out.
Oh, I hate to tell
Eurytus.
You, sir. That long hair is in here, sir, but how much do you weigh, then?
Pardon me? How much do I weigh?
Yeah.
Let's see, Earth pounds. It's kind of hard to figure. You know, Eurytus is such a much smaller plant that I think on Earth I would probably weigh approximately 3,800 pounds.
3,800 pounds?
Yeah.
And you're only 2 foot tall, sir.
Well, that's how we can eat so much food. We burn it off like crazy when we go jogging, I'll tell you.
710 KMBC.